Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. It's a day that has been set aside since 1866. Americans have dedicated one day each year to honor those who paid the ultimate price on the field of battle so that you and I may live free and in peace. And this is my, as I said earlier, this is my seventh consecutive live Memorial Day, and I want to talk a little bit about this day and about the people that we honor, and including those that that paid a price. They didn't pay the ultimate price because they're still with us, or they died a natural death, or at least they didn't die in battle, but those who serve, those who have served, for a cause greater than themselves, and by accepting the call to join the fight, whether it be primarily the military, obviously, but there are those, for example, like there are civilians in Iraq right now who are not part of the military, but they're part of the cause. But before I get started in any of the current stuff, I want to talk about some of the things that's happened in the past. And give you some numbers. And these are the numbers of dead in the conflicts in the past in the United States. In the Revolutionary War, and these numbers, some of you will know these numbers, but you might be surprised at some of these numbers. Some of these will probably sound low, and some of these will probably sound high. In the American Revolution, 6,188 died. Americans died for that cause. 6,188 in the American Revolution. That number surprised me. I would have thought it would have been more. In the War of 1812, 4,505 dead. And we honor these men as well, and women. And there were men and women in all of these causes. The Mexican War, from 1846 to 1848, 4,151 dead. In the American Civil War, and some of you know this number, but if you don't, if you have not seen this number is going to surprise you. In the American Civil War, Americans killed, this is both sides now, North and South, 498,332. Almost 500,000 Americans killed each other during the American Civil War. And then the Spanish-American War, 1899 to 1902, 2,445 dead. World War I, you know when that was, 116,516 dead Americans. World War II, you know when that was, 405,399. More Americans died in the Civil War than died in World War II. Still a lot. A million, if you put the two together, it's over 900,000 Americans in those two wars. Korea, 54,246 dead, Korean War. In the Vietnam War, this is a number you hear quite a bit, 58,167 dead. Still, at least as of the last report that I got, still over 2,000 missing in action. In the Persian Gulf War, the first war with Iraq, 293 dead. And as you know now, what is it, about 800 or so dead in the war in Iraq, the one that's going on. That's the war's over, but the conflict isn't. And I want to talk about that a little bit. But what we want to do, folks, is stop for a moment and just think about the people, the men, the women, the boys, the fathers, the sons, the husbands, the brothers, the cousins, the good friends. Mostly men, a lot of women, who decided that there was something more important than themselves. They were prepared to put themselves to subordinate their own lives for a cause that they believed in. Now, a lot of the people in these wars were conscripted. They were conscripted into service, or they were drafted, if you want to use that another word. But the people who are fighting our wars today, the people who are putting themselves in harm's way today, are all volunteers, every single one of them. And I think we need to remember that. And thanks to those thousands of volunteers, both military and civilian, and it's an international group of volunteers, thanks to those people, over 25 million Iraqis now contemplate freedom for the first time in generations, but not without cost. It's a sad reality in a world where evil is alive and well. Sometimes the first answer to a prayer for peace is war. It's an unfortunate reality that after a war is over, the lives of the war-torn citizens have to be recovered as they go about the process of redeeming their war-torn land. And that's what's going on right now in Iraq. The war in Iraq is over, but the conflict, as I said, and the challenges are not. And adding to the degree of difficulty is another process that is at once a blessing and a complication. And that's the birth of freedom, the birth of democracy in Iraq. But as some observers chatter impatiently about how long it's taking and how messy it is to perfect self-determination in Iraq, let's not forget how long and how messy it was for America. Indeed, 67 years after the birth of our nation, President Lincoln, in the middle of this war where we lost 500,000 men and women in battle, President Lincoln was still calling America an experiment. And last week, last week was the 217th anniversary of the Constitutional Congress. And Americans are still fine-tuning our democracy after all these years. And yet many don't understand why things aren't just coming together perfectly in Iraq after only a year. Think about that. If you think about how long it took America to get where we are today, and we're still not really quite quite there. We still got a lot of work to do. To think about what Iraq has to do, and that what has been happening within a year. It's pretty amazing to me. It's 20 after. We come back. I've got a poem I want to read you. I didn't write it. Someone else did. But I think you'll appreciate it on this day. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to read poem to you that I've read to you for every Memorial Day and probably maybe even another time or two during the year. Published it in my newsletter, and it's a very important one. I don't know who the author is. I wish I did. If you know, please let me know, and I'll be glad to attribute it to them. I'd love to be able to do that. This is a poem that I think is very appropriate. It's absolutely perfect. Not appropriate, but perfect for this Memorial Day. And wherever you are, wherever you're, whatever country you live in, there are people living, listening to the show all over the world. And if you know someone, you live in a free land, and someone paid a price for that freedom, then you'll appreciate this poem. It's titled, "Freedom Isn't Free." I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought how many men like him had fallen through the years. How many dead on foreign soil? How many mothers' tears? How many pilots' planes shot down? How many died at sea? How many foxholes were soldiers' graves. No, freedom isn't free. I heard the sound of taps one night. When everything was still, I listened to the bugler play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen. When a flag had draped a coffin, or a brother, or a friend. I thought of all the children, of the mothers and the wives, of fathers, sons and husbands, with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, freedom isn't free. My friend, I pray that we never forget those who paid so dearly for our freedom, regardless of the uniform they wore. And as we celebrate Memorial Day, as we honor those who have paid the ultimate price, I want you to think about that and think about that little phrase, freedom isn't free. You know, one of the things that we're all thinking about right now is Iraq, and we've lost around 800 men and women in Iraq. And a lot of people are wringing their hands over that, and it's sad when we lose anybody like that. But I believe that time will tell. I believe that time will show that Iraq was sponsoring and harboring terrorists, that Saddam Hussein was doing that. I believe that time will tell. I think the evidence will be found that whether we did it the right way, whether it was handled properly or not, is one issue. Whether we had a choice about what to do about it, I think is what we'll find out that is the case. We didn't have a choice. Well, we had a choice, but to have chosen not to have done something about Saddam Hussein, I think we'll find out would have been a bigger mistake than what happened. And, you know, it's easy for people who've never done anything, who've never planned something like this, the war in Iraq, to point fingers and say that this mistake was made and that was mistake was made. But, you know, the only people who make mistakes are the people who do things. If you don't try anything, if you don't do anything, then you're not going to make any mistakes. You'll be just fine. And I accept that there have been mistakes made in Iraq. But I also believe the more I read, the more I learn, and the more that comes out of Iraq, the evidence that's being that's coming out right now, and that's going to continue to come out, I believe will show that the war in Iraq, rather than being, some people have said, has fostered more terrorism, the truth is, I think it's going to be shown to be a major setback for terrorism. Well, I don't know whether we'll ever really beat the terrorists. That's a war that we may never win completely. But I know this, if we don't do something, if we don't take this war on terrorism to the terrorists, if we wait on them to come to us, we will lose that war. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And so on behalf of everyone who loves freedom, on behalf of everyone who wants freedom, and who yearns for the kind of freedom that more people in the world have today than had 20 years ago, on behalf of all those people, for those of you who served, and especially for those who paid the ultimate price, we say thanks. And the only thing that we can do to justify, to in some small way pay back what has been paid to us, is to do our very best to maintain this freedom that we've been given, basically free of charge. We thank those who paid the price, and we honor them today on Memorial Day. 29 after. We'll take a quick break. I'll be right back with Douglas Graham. We're going to talk about ideas. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Inspect. Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.